For Little Friends.
Making Mrs. Martin's Day by Carol Corey. Based on a true experience from the author's family. When ye are in the service of your fellow beings, ye are only in the service of your God. Mosiah 2:17. Are we going to make someone's day today? David asked as he fastened himself in his car seat. We're going to try to make someone's day, Mother answered. Mother buckled baby Jeffrey into his car seat. Jeffrey squealed his let's get going squeal. Who are we going to surprise? David asked. Remember Mrs. Martin, Mother said. She just got home from the hospital. I can sing for her, David said. Singing helps people feel better. Mrs. Martin will enjoy hearing your songs, Mother said. The car stopped. Jeffrey squealed his get me out squeal. May I carry the cinnamon bread? David asked. Sure. Mother laid the loaf of bread in David's arms, then unbuckled Jeffrey. David breathed in the buttery, cinnamony smell. He felt the bread warm his arms and hands. Knock, knock. No answer. Knock, knock, knock. Come in, a quiet voice called. Jeffrey tried to grab the bread. He squealed his let me have it squeal. Well, look who's here, Mrs. Martin whispered from her chair. Hi, Mrs. Martin, David said. Here's some cinnamon bread for you, and it's swirly inside. I sprinkled on the cinnamon. Thank you, young man, Mrs. Martin said. I love cinnamon bread. David put the bread in the kitchen so Jeffrey couldn't get it. We came to help a bit, Mother said. She held Mrs. Martin's hand. Well, they talked about hospitals and medicine. Jeffrey pulled himself up to the low table by the couch and pushed off all the papers. David picked them up. A few minutes later, Mother started washing dishes. After David dried the knives and forks and spoons, he plunked them into the drawer bins. Jeffrey tugged on his mother's pant leg. Mother swept the floor, and David held the dustpan. Jeffrey squealed his, let me do it, squeal, so she helped Jeffrey dump the dustpan. Mother tied up the trash, and all three of them carried it outside. David and Mother put a new plastic bag in the wastebasket. Jeffrey pulled a long train of bags out of the box. He squealed his, see what I can do, squeal. Mrs. Martin laughed. Is it time to sing now? David asked. It's always time to sing, Mrs. Martin said. David sang two little blackbirds, while Jeffrey's thumb helped with the actions. Then David did the actions as he sang Eatsy Weensy Spider went up the water spout. Jeffrey made a pretend spider climb up his arm, too. David, Mother, and Jeffrey danced in a circle and sang, Happy helpers sing a song, happy helping all day long. Happy helpers help you too. They pointed to Mrs. Martin. Happy helpers now are through. Then all three happy helpers fell to the floor and laughed. Mrs. Martin clapped a clap so tiny that no sound came with it. But a big smile did. She opened her arms to hug all three helpers. You have made my day, Mrs. Martin said. Carol Corey is a member of the Delta Fourth Ward, Delta, Utah State.
Family Home Evening, Eggshell Garden. Note, you may need some assistance with this activity. End of note. To start a garden, you will need potting soil, clean empty eggshell halves, an empty egg carton, and flower or vegetable seeds. 1. Fill the eggshells 3/4 full of soil and place them in the egg carton. 2. Plant a seed in each shell. Put the egg carton near a sunny window and keep the soil moist. 3. After the seeds sprout and have formed several leaves, plant them in a larger pot or outside if there is no danger of frost. Family Green Walk. For a family home evening activity, take a green walk. While walking, take turns pointing out and naming objects that are green. When you get home, take turns playing a guessing game. For example, I saw something green that went by us really fast. What was it? A car. Or we walked on something green. What was it? Grass. Snack on a toothpick. For each snack, you will need a thin strip of ham, 2 inches by 4 inches, or 5 by 10 centimeters, a canned pineapple chunk, and a toothpick. Wrap a strip of ham around a pineapple chunk and secure with a toothpick. Growing Things by Deborah DePiero. A box, some dirt, a seed, a sprout, a leaf, a vine. I water, hoe, and weed this growing plant of mine. End of Growing Things. End of For Little Friends.